At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, you know how Black Friday sales are the best savings of the year? Well, what if we told you Wayfair's bringing Black Friday to July? That's right. Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is Black Friday in July. And it's on its way. Starting July 24th, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Snag outdoor furniture and decor at up to 60% off. Get area rugs for every room at up to 80% off. And refresh your sleep space with up to 60% off bedroom furniture. Plus, way more doorbuster deals on top products and 24-hour surprise flash deals. Oh, and did we mention free shipping on everything? Everything. These are Wayfair's lowest prices of the summer and the best time to make your home even more you. But it only lasts 5 days, so don't miss out. Mark your calendars, then head to Wayfair for up to 80% off Wayfair's biggest sale of the summer. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday and July sale, July 24th through 28th, only at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Get ready. Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is almost here. It's Black Friday in July, and it's coming your way. For 5 days only, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Plus amazing doorbuster deals and free shipping on everything. Yes, everything right to your door. So mark your calendars. Wayfair's Black Friday in July sale starts July 24th. Shop everything home at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Get ready. Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is almost here. It's Black Friday in July, and it's coming your way. For 5 days only, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Plus amazing doorbuster deals and free shipping on everything. Yes, everything right to your door. So mark your calendars. Wayfair's Black Friday in July sale starts July 24th. Shop everything home at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
On True Crime Today, we're peeling back the curtain on one of the most shocking family implosions in recent memory, the rise and fall of Ruby Frankie, a woman behind the now infamous 8 Passengers YouTube channel. But this isn't just about Ruby. Her daughter, Sherry Frankie, has come forward with revelations that will make you question everything you thought you knew about this so-called picture-perfect family.
This is True Crime Today. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
So, what is Sherry revealing in her book? We're about to break it down step by step. We're going to start with the very first chapter of the book, Setting the Stage. It's a look into this life that we really haven't seen yet. It's a look that goes beyond the speculation of what actually happened versus what had been speculated on happening. Sherry's book is not just a memoir. It's a testimony, a raw, unfiltered look into the family dynamics that were carefully edited out of every vlog Ruby uploaded. You know, when you watch a family on YouTube, it's easy to believe that what you're selling is laughs and the quirky moments and the picture-perfect routines. But behind the cameras, Sherry reveals it was a family under siege. The book wasn't written to gain sympathy or to cash in on the family's downfall. Sherry's goal, she says, is crystal clear. She wants the truth out, no matter how ugly or uncomfortable that truth may be. And let me tell you, it's both. She lays bare the emotional chaos that began to consume their household long before the headlines screamed child abuse and arrest. Her story begins by pulling back the shiny veneer that 8 Passengers presented to millions of viewers. As the YouTube channel grew, so did the disconnect between the public image and the private reality. For Sherry, this book is a reckoning, a chance to set the record straight, she says. Into Chapter 2, the early days of 8 Passengers, before Ruby Frankie became a household name in the world of YouTube, things weren't all that different from any other family. Sherry recalls an upbringing that felt fairly normal, even happy at times. During the early years, the Frankies, she says, were very close-knit. Family dinners, shared laughter, sibling adventures filled their days. Kind of stuff you'd expect from a large, bustling household. But she says everything changed when the cameras entered the picture. What started as a fun family project quickly morphed into a full-time job. The Frankies' lives became content. Birthdays, milestones, and even the mundane moments, all for the sake of building a brand. Sherry describes how little by little the authenticity of this whole charade, it just ended. It faded off. The family was no longer living for themselves, but for their audience. And then there's the pressure, the need to constantly deliver engaging content to keep the views and sponsorships going. Sherry shares how this pressure didn't just affect Ruby. It trickled down to every member of this family. Suddenly, they weren't just living their lives. They were performing. And when that performance didn't meet Ruby's standards, the cracks began to show. Moving into chapter 3, Ruby's shift in parenting philosophy, this is where the story takes a very dark turn. This is where Sherry talks about a pivotal moment when Ruby fell under the influence of, enter Jody Hildebrandt, a self-proclaimed parenting expert with a controversial approach. What started as a slight shift in parenting philosophy soon became an obsession. Ruby adopted Jody's methods wholeheartedly, and the family dynamic changed overnight. Sherry explains how these methods were rooted in control. Rules became stricter, punishments harsher. The concept of tough love was taken to extremes. Ruby began to prioritize discipline over empathy, often ignoring her children's emotional needs. Sherry remembers the bewildering shift. One day, she says, her mom was nurturing, involved. The next, she was cold, distant, and rigid. One story stands out where Ruby began implementing punishments that seemed more about humiliation than correction. Sherry describes how her younger siblings were forced to sleep on the floor for weeks as a consequence for minor infractions. Food was withheld, privileges like attending school or seeing friends, basic stuff stripped away. These were not isolated incidents, but a pattern of behavior that grew increasingly severe over time. Sherry doesn't shy away in the fourth chapter from detailing quite a bit more about her mother, if you want to call her that. Personal experiences of abuse and neglect is what she dives into. These chapters are some of the most heart-wrenching. She recalls the suffocating control Ruby extended over every aspect of their life, from her wardrobe to her friendships. Every decision had to meet Ruby's approval, and if it didn't, consequences were swift and severe. One particular chilling memory involves being denied food. Sherry explains how Ruby would withhold meals as a form of punishment, leaving her to go hungry for days. The physical pain was one thing, but the emotional toll, it was far worse. Sherry describes how these moments made her feel invisible, like her basic needs just didn't matter. Then there were the psychological games. Sherry shares how Ruby's punishments often came with lectures about accountability and consequences. But to Sherry, it felt more like a way to justify cruelty. She recalls thinking, this isn't love, this isn't discipline, this is control. As Ruby's parenting became more and more extreme, the family began to unravel. Sherry paints a vivid picture of a home divided. Ruby grew closer to Jody Hildebrandt, who Sherry describes as an enabler of these harmful practices. Meanwhile, Ruby's relationship with her husband and extended family just deteriorated. Sherry recalls the growing tension at family gatherings. What used to be joyful occasions became strained and awkward. Relatives began to voice concerns about Ruby's parenting, but their words fell on deaf ears. Ruby's response was to double down, further isolating herself from anyone who challenged her authority. For Sherry, The breaking point came when she realized she couldn't stay silent any longer. She made a difficult decision to distance herself from Ruby, and a choice that was both painful and liberating. Other family members followed suit, leaving Ruby in an echo chamber of her own making. The isolation, Cherry believes, only fueled Ruby's descent into some very, very extreme behavior. And then there's the allegations of abuse. This is the chapter that is hard to read, let alone talk about. Cherry shares specific incidents of abuse that are both shocking and heartbreaking, I think probably more than most of us expected. One story involves a younger sibling being locked in a room for days with no contact, no comfort, and no explanation other than consequences. Another sibling was denied basic hygiene products as a form of punishment. Cherry makes it clear that these weren't isolated events, but part of a larger pattern of behavior. She describes the emotional toll it took on her and her siblings, the fear that permeated their home. It's these stories that ultimately led to Ruby's arrest, the legal system finally catching up. But for Cherry, the damage was already done. And now, Cherry's calling for accountability and healing. Cherry's story isn't just about exposing the past, it's about ensuring a better future. She writes about the importance of breaking the cycle, of holding people accountable for their actions. For Cherry, this isn't about revenge, it's about justice and healing. She shares how speaking out has been a double-edged sword. On one hand, it's been cathartic. On the other, it's opened her up to criticism and judgment. But for Cherry, the risk is worth it. Her message is clear. We can't heal what we don't confront. So, what do we take away from Cherry's story? It's a cautionary tale about the dangers of unchecked authority, the seductive pull of fame, and the importance of speaking up. Cherry's bravery in sharing her truth reminds us that the most polished images can hide the darkest secrets. The Frankie family saga may have started as a YouTube success story, but as we've seen, the truth behind the screen is far more complicated and far more disturbing.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed. In the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Message and data rates may apply. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Wow, you look amazing. What have you been doing?
I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes, Zelthy can provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s. But for 80 to 90% less and ship directly to your door.
How do I get started with Zelthy?
Call #250 with the word care to get started today with Zelthy. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Call #250 with the word care right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Call #250 with the word care. That's #250 with the word care. #250 and care.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to take care of yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps. Ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com today to get 10% off your first month.